Macmillan Audio presents Conviction by Julia Dahl, read for you by Andy Arndt. For Mick. Part 1. Chapter 1. Morning. July 5th, 1992. Crown Heights, Brooklyn. The little boy walked to the storefront church alone, with blood on his hands and face. Dorothy Norris arrived early, as usual, to lift the gate and set out the worship program she'd photocopied the night before. She found him standing on the sidewalk, eyes unfocused, feet bare. She bent down. "Ontario, where are your parents?" He didn't answer. It was already 80 degrees, but his teeth were chattering. Dorothy used her key and ushered him inside, flipped the lights, and walked straight to the phone in the pastor's tiny office. She dialed Ontario's foster parents, but no one answered, so she called Pastor Green, and then she called her husband and told him to stay home with the girls until she knew what was going on. Dorothy asked and asked and asked, but Ontario wouldn't say a word. Redmond Green's wife, Barbara, had answered the phone. Red was in the bathroom scribbling last-minute sermon notes in a rare moment of solitude. Barbara sent 14-year-old Red Jr. to bang on the door and summon his father. Barbara hadn't asked for details. "Just go," she told her husband, and as he walked the 11 blocks between their apartment and the church, he worked himself up, convinced the metal gate had been defaced again. Since opening Glorious Gospel on Easter morning 1987, Pastor Green had been losing a battle with vandals. He called the police often, but they rarely came to take a report. He knew that most of the officers in the precinct.